SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey there, awesome people. Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood stoic guide to navigating this crazy, beautiful journey called life. Ever get that feeling in your gut, like a hummingbird on espresso, right before you have to speak in front of a crowd? You know that feeling when your mind goes blank, your palms start sweating, and suddenly you wish the ground would just swallow you whole. Yeah, I've been there. We've all been there. But guess what? Public speaking doesn't have to be your kryptonite. It can actually be a superpower. Today on the Daily Stoic Blueprint, we're diving into the world of building confidence through public speaking. It's all about harnessing that inner power and turning those butterflies into soaring eagles. Because let's face it, the ability to communicate effectively is one of the most valuable skills you can have. It opens doors, helps you connect with people on a deeper level, and empowers you to share your ideas and make a real impact on the world. So, how do we unlock this confidence powerhouse within? Let's break it down into five key takeaways that will leave you feeling ready to rock any stage. 1. Master your inner critic. First things first, silence that inner voice screaming doubts and insecurities. We all have that critic lurking in the back of our minds, whispering negativity like it's gospel truth. But here's the secret. You get to choose what you listen to. Practice self-compassion and treat yourself with the same kindness you'd offer a good friend struggling with stage fright. Remember, everyone starts somewhere, and even seasoned speakers experience nerves. 2. Preparation is your best friend. Ever heard the saying practice makes perfect? It's not just a cliche, it's a roadmap to confidence. The more familiar you are with your material, the less room there is for anxiety to creep in. Rehearse your speech out loud, in front of a mirror, or even to your pet goldfish, anything to get comfortable delivering those words. 3. Embrace imperfection. Let's be real. Nobody's expecting you to deliver a flawless performance. It's okay to stumble, pause, and even laugh at yourself. Authenticity connects with audiences on a deeper level. Remember, it's about sharing your message with passion and vulnerability, not achieving robotic perfection. 4. Focus on your message. When you're truly passionate about what you're sharing, it shines through. Shift your focus from worrying about your performance to delivering a valuable message that resonates with your audience. Let your enthusiasm and knowledge guide you. 5. Visualize success. Ever heard of the power of visualization? Before taking the stage, close your eyes and imagine yourself confidently delivering a captivating speech. Picture the smiles, nodding heads, and engaged expressions in the audience. This positive mental imagery can work wonders for boosting your confidence and reducing anxiety. Now, let's get real. Remember that time you had to give a presentation at work, or maybe even just had to speak up in a meeting? I bet those feelings of nervousness hit hard, right? Maybe your voice trembled a bit, your palms were sweating buckets, or you wished the earth would swallow you whole. We've all been there. But imagine this. You're presenting a new project idea to your team. You feel confident and energized, your voice is clear and strong, and you're making eye contact with everyone in the room. You see those nods of approval and hear the spark of interest in their voices. That feeling right there, that's what we're aiming for. It's about harnessing those butterflies and turning them into fuel for your fire. So, how do you take these insights and actually make them work for you? Well, first things first, practice makes progress. Don't wait for a big event to start working on your confidence. Join a public speaking group, take online courses, or even just rehearse speeches in front of your mirror. Every time you step out of your comfort zone, you're building that inner muscle of resilience. Remember, it's not about being perfect, it's about showing up authentically and sharing your message with the world. Next week on the Daily Stoic Blueprint, we'll be tackling another challenge, mastering the art of handling criticism. Stay tuned for more practical tips and inspiring stories to help you navigate life with courage, clarity, and a whole lot of awesome. Keep pushing forward and keep growing, and remember you are capable of amazing things.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.